always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
What's the word that, like, kids use when, like, the face that he was making?
Oh, yeah, he's going to mog on Shay, you know?
they're just going to sit there in the meeting, just mog at each other?
Yeah, he's going to look max on him, I think. I think that's one of them.
I can't believe we went from, like, being the young whippersnappers in this industry to asking each other what is it that the kids say.
No, that's how long we've known each other. I'm hip with the kids, you know. The kids love me. They see my hairline, they're like, one of us. And just like want to tell me all this.
In our comment section ask, that's fake hair, right?
Yeah, you know, it's fake hair. I was like, you know, of all the styles they gave me, I was like, I want this. But going back to like the center thing and like finding, you know, sort of trying to find your option there of the future, you know, it actually reminds me of something that I used to like, you know, I used to say to the ladies, like when I had hair, and it was like, don't let Mr. Right now get in the way of you finding Mr. Right. Like, I don't care about DeAndre Ayton's feelings in that respect. You know, if you can go get the lob set threat of the future, then, you know, you go get that guy. And if Ayton quits on the season, that's fine, because this is probably not going to be the season you win the title anyway. And, you know, you just deal with that down the road.
Are you trying
to find guys that are going to be part of the next winning Lakers team, even if you can't build it this year? But Rob, we've seen over time, can't pat his head and rub his belly at the same time. So it's like, it's hard. Like, if he's like, well, but
it's hard to do in leather. Like, yeah. Have you ever tried to lift your arm in leather? It's kind of tricky.
And it's just like, you know, we're waiting on Giannis, so we can't do anything else in the meantime. But ignoring the fact that, like, if Giannis wants to get to L.A., then the way that that's going to happen is he's going to have to say, I want to get to LA and really try and get here. And, you know, at that point, you find the salaries and the contracts and you make it work anyway. Cap space is not like the king in that situation.
Yeah.
You don't need two max slots to add Giannis. You know, you just need the one.
It's true. All right. Let's wrap up with some questions here from the, I just can't get myself to like, in a season where you have prime Luka Doncic, is DeAndre Ayton or DeAndre Hunter like the trade deadline acquisition that you'd be like, all right, let's go?
Well, Pete and I talked about this on the LFR pod last week, and like I think this season's for building for the future. You know, this is not a season. They're not winning the title this year, barring like a miracle. And so at that point, I think you just see what you can do to, can you get guys that are going to be on the team when it is good again? You know, they found Jake LaRavia. Like, that's theoretically a winning role player that can be a part of the future. Rui in certain permutations off the bench. Like, maybe that's a guy that can help you be a part of the next winning Lakers team, you know? And so can you get more guys that you feel good saying, okay, Luka, Austin, and Yves Missy, you know, that's going to be the center that sort of fills the Daniel Gafford, like Derek Lively role for Luka. And this guy's going to be really good next to him with as a lob threat. And this is sort of the perfect center we need. And then we can go fill in the rest of the roster later.
Yeah. Like if you take in Hunter, you cut your salary cap in half for your cap space next year in half. Now, I think that probably leaves you with enough room to make a viable offer for Watson and then sign guys using bird rights afterward. In this set of events, LeBron re-signing at a reasonable number becomes almost critical, right?
I think if you acquire DeAndre Hunter for $25 million and you're like, LeBron, can you take like 10? I think that's a harder sell.
And then offer Peyton Watson 26 or whatever it would be. You're
like, no, but LeBron, like it's better for the team if you take the vet min.
Yeah. That would be difficult.
You want to change your jersey number for the farewell tour too? Just really set it apart, you know, maybe up those sales.
But that said, like if he goes to Cleveland and like if he goes and you know, takes less to play in Cleveland, you know, and it's like, all right, LeBron, thank you for taking, you know, $7 million a year to play here. Don't mind us. That's one game check for Darius Garland.
Like, yeah,
you know, like, that would be, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, that's just, fair. I just,
there's no world where like LeBron, like, again, like we talked about earlier, there's just no world where LeBron sits salary wise in a spot where he would be comfortable while also playing in a city that he would want to play in.
Yeah.
You know,
unless he really wants to be in New York with the Nets.
Like, really like LeBron, can you make as much money next year at $15.9 million as Max Strus? Like, are you interested in that to come here, LeBron?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It would be a funny thing though. Like it would be really funny if we kind of got the reverse of what happened when the Lakers signed LeBron, where in this case, the Lakers are sending the expiring money that allows the Cavs to sign LeBron. That would be,
Kobe Altman calls Rob and he's like, "Hey, you want to pay that favor back?"
Yeah. Right. This is for making us employ Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
Although they did like Larry Nance. He's still there. He loves it there in Cleveland.
But he's back. He came back.
Yeah.
But I mean, Cleveland is home for him.
It is. All right. Let's wrap up with some of your questions. We have a start. Oh, no, we don't have a start comment. Somebody joined the start group. Welcome, Alicia. Thank you very much for hopping on. Let's go through here and see what questions that we have over the course of the show. Yep, She's Right asks, what's up with the Great Western Forum podcast? It's been a minute. So it's just really difficult the further we get into a season to wrangle everybody's schedules together. Jovan has a crazy busy schedule. Pete has a crazy busy schedule. My schedule is ridiculous. It's just and then on top of that, we try to, you know, open it up to make it a legitimate forum. And you're talking about beat writers who are traveling all throughout the year. It's just, it's a really complicated deal, but yeah, we're working on it. Jovan has some things going on that once those are all kind of cleared up, we're hoping to record, another one of those episodes, but I appreciate the interest. Good afternoon, fellas. Who are the top three players getting moved on the Lakers? So, like, three likeliest players getting moved. I'd put Dalton pretty high, personally. And then I would say, like, Maxi and Gabe.
See, I want to say Maxi and Gabe, but I actually don't I'm not yet certain that it's that likely that those guys get moved, because I think, again, like, they really want the cap space.
Yeah.
Like, they
what,
love
what are they using the cap space on, though? Books. Like, what are they using the cap? Like, what's
to absorb Giannis's salary?
That can't. All right. We are entering the realm of, like, maybe I should just call Pete. Hey, Pete, do you want to come on the podcast really quick? Because this is the debate that we always have. He's of the opinion that just the salary relief will be enough for Milwaukee. And, like, salary relief and a few picks from the Lakers
it's
will
gonna
be
have
enough.
To be picks, too. So just going to be salary relief. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like, all right, three Lakers picks at a time where they're going to have Luka and Giannis and salary relief for the best player in franchise history since Kareem. And you could really make an argument that Giannis meant more to the Bucks than Kareem did. You know, like, I guess it was Lou Alcindor at the time, but like
the current generation of fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, well, and I think there are more Milwaukee Bucks fans now than there were back when Lou Alcindor was playing. But yeah, I like the, am I supposed to say that do you refer to him as Kareem or do you refer to him as Lou Alcindor back when he was a Buck?
I just usually go with what people want to be called.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think we'll just say that, like, then Kareem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the I don't know. I have a really difficult time seeing
the Bucks want to build around Dalton.
I just have a really difficult time seeing the Bucks be like, all right, everybody, we traded Giannis. All right, what do you have to show for him? Well, the Lakers, like, 2034 pick. 2031 and whoever we want to draft in this year's draft. And that's it. And our books are cleaner. Hello. Please come watch games.
Nobody's going to be happy about the return for Giannis when it happens, you know, like most likely. Bucks fans are not going to be happy regardless of when it happens. And the team is going to want to do right by him, you know. Even if he's, you know, never demanding, asking for, requesting a trade, he's just going to, like, you know, be passive aggressive, I guess, for 2 years to get somewhere. But yeah, the only way he's getting into the Lakers if he says he wants to go there. And then in that case, again, like, you make the contracts work. We've seen how many of these star trades have we seen where, you know, teams figure it out. You know, they go and they move the salary that they need to. They attach the picks that they need to. They include the young guys that they need to, and they get it done. The Lakers are not going to, like, necessarily be able to outbid some of these other suitors in terms of assets, but can the tiebreaker be Giannis wants to go there and they want to have the cap space to be able to make it? And can they, you know, can they make the argument, hey, like, you know, if you're the Knicks and you're like, hey, you want Karl Anthony Towns? And the Bucks are like, no, you know? and his next, you want to negotiate with Karl Anthony Towns on his next contract?
But, like, how many stars that got moved recently got to pick their destination?
I mean, not many, but also not many of them have done, you know, the amount that Giannis did for Milwaukee.
Dame mattered quite a bit to Portland.
Yeah.
Now, like the difference, I guess, is the number of years that were left on people's deals and stuff. But, like, Toronto still took a swing on Kawhi. Now they lost them, but they were happy that they did.
Yeah.
You know, and they might be even more happy that they did now that, like, all the aspiration stuff has come to light. I don't know. I always just keep coming back to, I don't see billionaires as a group of people that love being told what to do by their employers. And when a, you know, albeit 100 millionaire, you know, walks into their office and is like, hey, send me to market X, Y, or Z. I, you know, I just don't see that as an entire class of people, you know, like, very, very interested in otherwise, like, somebody might've been able to convince a billionaire to, like, wipe out credit card debt or something stupid, you know, like, you know, actually help the world with their money.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. And, you know, that is also why, for as much as I'm, like, making the devil's advocate case, my plan A would not be free up as much money as possible and hope Giannis forces his way here, unless you know that he's going to do that, which maybe they do. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be the reporting right now around it. And so I would not be staking my entire future on, like, hopefully Giannis wants to be here this summer and let's just, like, completely punt a transaction window during Luka's time when we could maybe add to the team. You know, but I don't know that they're thinking that way. Like, I genuinely think that they're thinking, you know, why would we take back long-term money for Gap and Maxi and Gabe when we can have those guys expire this summer? And then we can tell Giannis, look, we have you plus another max slot to pick a teammate, pick some role players you want us to add.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't know if that it's exactly that. Maybe they probably have to lose Austin too.
Yeah, I mean, like, it that, like, at that point, you're losing, like, you're losing everybody. It's Luka, Giannis.
I don't know if it's quite two maxes, but they have a lot. They have more than a max.
Yeah.
It is their maximum level of cap space. And, you know, maybe part of the transaction is, like, you know, Austin, how do you feel about Milwaukee? They could pay you the max.
I think Austin would probably be okay getting the max anywhere that he can get it. So
probably so. And so is that part of the Lakers calculus? I don't know, but it is that part. They're like, yeah, we don't have like a young core of guys that we can trade as prospects, but we can facilitate you getting an Austin Reeves who, you know, you can sell to your fans as a younger up and coming guy. You'll sell a lot of jerseys probably. And, you know, maybe you can have like sort of a fun, like spunky team around him and Miles Turner. And like, you know, it's sort of your version of, you know, like the Raptors after Kawhi left year, where like you're probably not that quite that good, but it's like you're still competitive. You're still a fun team. City can rally around it. Fan base can rally around it. You know, we're still fighting and we have picks coming in the future.
Well, the other part of it
is that, to be clear, but you know, maybe that's part of it.
The other complicating factor for Milwaukee is that they've done so much to appease Giannis that I don't even know how many of their own picks they control. So is there even any point in bottoming out? You know, like
right now, no, but that's why people keep connecting the Blazers and the Hawks to them because that's who has their picks. And so, you know,
the Hawks are like, what am I doing? Why would I?
Austin, how do you feel about Atlanta?
it's
Austin. Do you like artisanal coffee shops? Portland may be the city for you.
My read of the Giannis situation is essentially that, like, I think Milwaukee can pretty confidently say, no matter what offers are out there right now, they aren't going away. By the time
I don't think he's going to move before the deadline. This to me feels like your classic Shams, like trying to get people interested in ESPN's trade deadline coverage.
Yeah. And it's just like, and it's a shitty trade deadline.
Yeah. Like I believe that the Bucks are listening to offers. I'm not saying that the reports are false. I just don't think that that is going to lead to them making a deal right now when it's so much easier to make a deal in the summer and have a wider market.
Yeah. I just don't see what you will about the Lakers offer,
but it's going to be better this summer. The Lakers can make a better offer this summer. Yeah. Other teams can make a better offer this summer. So why would
nobody's offer gets worse this summer?
Yeah.
You know, like even the current offers that are out there, it's not like the Knicks are going to be like, if you don't take this offer of OG Anunoby and Karl Anthony Towns so that we can bring back Jrue Holiday and Giannis Antetokounmpo, like the Bucks are going to be like, okay, those guys are still there to be moved next year. Jrue Holiday has a contract that ends. Hire Bud, till,
get the band back together. Chris Middleton on a buyout.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to get bought out. Like that's a thing that's probably going to happen. But, all right. Let's see if we have any more or questions here. Average Dad X. If you start Marcus and he misses a game, who takes his place? Harrison does. You guys have that to look forward to.
It's Bronny, as I call him, Little Marcus.
Somebody was really angry at us for our LeBron analysis.
Yeah, so. They were not even though I believe I did specify it, probably at least in the last 30 years. You know, LeBron's 41. I don't think from the time when he was 11, LeBron was already a pretty high level basketball prospect. Like, I'm not saying he had everything handed to him. He earned it and all that stuff. But, you know, like he's not someone used to not being wanted around.
Yeah.
Over the more of his life than not.
John Lindsay does make a good point. Giannis gets more leverage in the summer because it would be like fewer time that he would have with his current, you know, the team that trades for him by half a season. Right. But even there, like he's banged up right now. So he might not even play again until March.
That's the other thing where like I Giannis keeps being out for the playoffs and nobody talks about it. He just like keeps not playing in the playoffs. And it's like, he's great. Obviously I'm not saying Giannis isn't good, but I don't want to just say like, hey, you have Luka, Giannis and Scrubs and you're going to figure it out.
Yeah. I don't, I was talking to somebody.
Rob is still GMing like it's 2016. Like, it's not stars and scrubs anymore. Like, you need depth. Every single good team has depth.
I'll tell you a Rob story off the air that is a good one. Then I'm trying to get cleared. But, I was talking to somebody yesterday who, I said, like, I honestly, like, I would prefer Giannis going to a different team. And specifically in the East, right? Like, I would prefer that he gets traded to Miami, or I would prefer that he gets traded to New York. And I would rather have one of the Knicks wings on the contract that they make, given the amount that you would have to give up to get those guys. I would rather give up what I would have to give up to get McDaniels from Minnesota if he is, you know, sent in a deal and then gets repackaged elsewhere. Like, I would rather make that kind of move than and have a more balanced roster from that point forward than I would give up everything that you don't have nailed to the floor for a 32-year-old Giannis who's going to be expecting an extension at 34.
Who is never healthy when it has mattered over the last several years.
The Lakers traded Anthony Davis away because they didn't want to face that extension after his year 34 season. And now you're signing up for that with Giannis.
Is better.
He is, absolutely. But if we're going to talk about how often Anthony Davis is banged up, every single time Anthony Davis like gets a hangnail, I see Anthony Data Davis stuff. We never see this with Giannis. I can't trust that he's going to finish the season with my team, you know?
Obviously very different players here, but it's sort of like the Marcus Smart, Alex Caruso thing, where if you play that physical all the time, are you putting yourself at increased risk for injury? And he is every single possession barreling into the lane, has lots of opportunities to step on other guys' feet, lots of opportunities to get knocked out of the air. There's just like, you're just signing up for, you know, say what you will about like Luka has had like soft tissue injuries, obviously, like Jokic is hurt right now, but like has historically been fairly durable. But those guys have been a little more durable because they're not playing this style of play where they're constantly putting themselves at risk of being hurt.
Jokic is only hurt right now because his teammate whipped their leg into him. Giannis got hurt, you know, like to stepping. And that makes me really, really nervous about and relies a lot more heavily on his athleticism than Jokic does moving forward. You know, Jokic can shoot. Giannis never developed the ability to shoot. And then also over the last couple of years, Giannis, like all the talk that I kept on saying out of Milwaukee has been like, Giannis wants to be the point forward. Giannis wants the ball more in his hands, all this stuff. You know what makes that difficult? This Luka guy that you just acquired, that's going to work. That's going to fit. I don't know that it will. So like, to me, I would rather go out. I know that there's questions about the Luka Austin backcourt. That's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper and gives you a lot more firepower to go out and get guys that supplement the questions that face those two guys as a backcourt.
And on Austin's next deal, there are probably teams that will trade for him. I struggle to imagine that Giannis's extension, whatever number that is, like when he's 35, 36, that's a movable deal.
Yeah, look at what Dallas is facing with AD right now. You know, and again, Giannis is a significantly better player.
Yeah, like Giannis is great. Crapping all over Giannis. He's great. But I just like I question the fit with on a Luka team.
Yeah.
If we were talking about, hey, Austin's your only asset in the cupboard moving forward, and LeBron's probably leaving this summer, and you didn't make the Luka trade, then it's like, hell yeah, go get Giannis. You know. Right. But unless you're then flipping around and you're like, hey, who wants to bid on Luka? We're doing what Nico couldn't. We're having an open marketplace. Then like I don't think those two are that good of a fit.
There would have to be significant compromise from both of those guys that we definitely haven't seen from Giannis. Like, that's why it didn't work with him.
Really? I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This question. How is Laravia a winning role player if he hasn't won shit? He makes $6 million.
You know, honestly, John is cooking. Like everybody's a loser until they win a title. That's the new standard that we're holding everyone.
It'd be really funny if like John Severino was like Cam Reddish's burner account.
Hey, Cam Reddish, you know, he's overseas right now. He's going to get it together.
He's actually back in the G League. He was this close to playing for the Austin Spurs. I was going to be able to go watch Cam Reddish play from time to time.
Oh, see greatness in person.
I would like be a little nervous that he would recognize me.
Honestly, whatever he did, you deserve it. Like you were very mean to Cam Reddish. Like I would understand like if he took it personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's not. He got traded. Like I think the Spurs got his rights and then immediately some team traded for him. The Clippers, I think, traded for him.
They got a text from him saying, like, so how far of a drive is it to, it, like, this address, and it was yours, and a picture of you with a Target on it.
and then you'd find out it's, like, 5 minutes away
from
the facility.
It's like, oh, I can fight Anthony on my way home.
All right, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Harrison, thank you very much for hopping on. Anything that you want to plug before we get you out of here?
No, just, check out SB Nation, Silver Screen Roll, all that good stuff for all your trade deadline needs, as the Lakers, you know, probably don't do anything, but maybe they will. I don't know.
I think it's going to be quieter than fans want it to be.
Yeah. I think Dalton gets moved.
Although, aren't all trade deadlines quieter than fans want them to be?
Not last year.
Except for like maybe the Luka one.
Even then they're like, you couldn't get the deal for Mark Williams over the finish line, Rob, you fraud.
Did you have to give up Max Christie? Was a tweet.
This guy at Disneyland again.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye, everyone.